Hi, this is Melanie C, and you're listening to Johnny Hero on U105.
If you wanna be my lover, you gotta get with my friends. Make it last forever. Friendship never ends.
Yes, you're listening to the Johnny Hero Show here on U105. Special guest, I'm delighted to say, Melanie Chisholm. Mel C, how you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
You brought the weather with you, it's a brilliant day in Belfast.
It's gorgeous. Well, we arrived yesterday, which was a lovely day, so it's nice to see a little bit of autumn sunshine.
Yeah, it's lovely. Now, you're in the musical, Jesus Christ Superstar. Is it a big, sort of far stretch for performing with the band? Is it totally different?
You mean the Spice Girls?
Yeah.
You know, I have to be honest and say, I've done so many different things now and they are so different.
No, I know you have, but the Spice Girls, it was a group of people going out. Yeah. And essentially, tonight's a group of people going out. Yeah. So are there the same kind of relationships going on?
Well, there's the same camaraderie between the cast members. There's a lot more of us on stage. There's about 50 of us up on stage. And, oh, you know, it's incredible. And it's quite different to being with the Spice Girls. You know, the thing is, when you're on stage, whether as a Spice Girl or a solo artist, you're very much being yourself, you know, and anything goes, really. But, of course, when you're in a production, I'm acting the role of Mary Magdalene, so you know, I have to do as I'm told.
Yeah. Is it fun?
It's loads of fun.
But I suppose, I mean, the pressure's on you. You've got to get your bit right, because everybody's going to get their bit right, hopefully.
Absolutely. But, you know, I think as a performer, the pressure's always on. And I think we're our own harshest critics, which is right, you know, because you always want to give the best performance. You've got an audience there who've worked really hard to get the money to pay for those tickets, you know, so we have to do a good job every night.
Yeah, I suppose it leads nicely, it dovetails brilliantly into your new album, Stages, which are basically a collection of songs from musical theatre. Are these the kind of songs you've been singing in the shower all your life kind of thing?
They absolutely are. I did Blood Brothers in the West End in London 2 years ago, and that was my first ever professional experience of acting and working in musical theatre. But it's something I loved as a kid, and I studied at the age of 16. I went to Performing Arts College. So I always had sung musical theatre songs, and then I auditioned with some of these songs, and it was really nice to just get a collection of my favourite ones together and make this album.
Well, it would suggest that your early training more or less led you to musical theatre rather than a pop career.
You know, as a child, my fantasy was to be a pop star, but I thought I must be much more sensible about this and try and work in theatre, which is equally a fantasy job as well. You know, there's so many fantastic performers out there and really so little work in comparison to the people wanting to do it, you know. So, you know, it's a tough industry to get into, but I had this incredible, you know, stroke of luck, really, getting into the band and, you know, working with the Spice Girls all those years, that my career took a little bit of a diversion. But it's wonderful I can kind of get to do both.
You see, there are people sitting watching you saying, the jammy witch, she's got two careers out of this.
I know. Absolutely. Well, I love it. You know, I'm a performer. I love singing. I love dancing. I love acting. And I just feel really lucky that I have the opportunity to do all three.
So what about the songs on Stages? Because anybody who likes the musical, there are hundreds of great songs you can pick from. How did you narrow them down, or what kind of process went on?
Well, I wanted to pick ones that were very special to me and songs that had really influenced me from my, you know, my early years. And really, my friend Peter Vitesse, who's produced this album, we got together and we just got loads. And we just tried stuff out, and things sounded great, things sounded awful. And we just got to this point where we were like, that is the strongest selection. And that's how we did it.
You've done a duet with Emma?
I have. We've done I Know Him So Well from Chess, which was loads of fun. So nice being back in the studio with Emma. And listening to the track is quite emotional because our voices together, it's such a familiar sound from the Spice Girls times that, we both shed a tear when we heard the track back.
So your next tour as a solo artist, will you be touring the album, do you think?
I'd love to. I hope so. It really depends on the success of the record and, you know, whether there's an audience out there that would like to see it. But I'd love to take a nice little band out, maybe with some strings and a nice brass section. And touring this album would be fantastic.
Well, it sounds great. Mel, thanks for taking the time. I know you've got a horde of people waiting for you to sign stuff for them.
Yay.
So listen, thank you.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Caesar.
Close your eyes, close your